You all. Welcome, welcome. Wonderful to be here with you this morning. I'm very excited what I'm going to share with you this morning because it's a question that I hope all of you have asked yourself. A very important question. You know, we only have one life to live, don't we? And that's it. So we want to get the best out of it we can. So isn't this an interesting question? What is the most important thing in my life? What is most important in our life? Have you asked that question? I got to think, yes, you have. You know, we all confront ourselves on, okay, how am I going to live this life? What's going on? I have a relationship with God here. I got a Bible here that says great, phenomenal things of who I am in Christ. So what about my life? How does it fit in? So I want to, hopefully we can answer this question. And I think we can, especially if we go to the wonderful Word of God. Yeah, amen. You know, recently, last weekend, we talked about the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and how vital that was for all mankind. Somebody said the three most powerful words ever spoken is, He is risen. Christ is risen. Why would that be so important? My goodness. Man without God is nothing. And Jesus Christ did the act. He did the thing that made it available for man to once again connect with God. Yeah, hallelujah. My goodness. So, what are we going to do with our life? One life to live. We might as well get it right, huh? So, there's an answer, and it's in God's Word. And we're going to look at Philippians chapter 2, verse 10. And we'll have this on a slide here. And this is the first part of this wonderful verse. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Okay, we've got that on a slide. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. Think about that. That I may know Him, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the power of His resurrection. Jesus Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Anybody who's going to get to the Father has got to come through me. If you want to live life that God invented, He's the author of life, right? You got to get to God. And how are you going to get to God? Through Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. So, man, we want to know who He is and how wonderful He is and how dynamic He is and what He has accomplished for our lives as born-again ones. And the power of His resurrection. What does it take to take a dead person for 3 days and three nights and all of a sudden they're alive and they have a whole new body? Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, brought before the Father, and now He's at His right hand. Made available the new birth realities that we live today. That resurrection is so key. Let's take a little deeper look at this. These are 11 words here. We had three words. What the most important, powerful words spoken? He is risen. Here's 11 words that answers a good question about what's most important in our life. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection. But let's keep digging a little deeper. Let's see if there's more we can expand our understanding of this. Now, when you look at this verse here, the first word is what? That, okay? So what does that mean? How is that word used? Well, this word that indicates what follows is the result of what is said before. So let's take a peek at what is written before. And let's go to verse 7. Chapter 3, verse 7. We're going to look at several verses here. And verse 7 says, "But what things were gained to me, those things I counted lost for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord." Hey, is Paul sold out here? Is there anything else in life that could really make a difference for him? No, no. "I count all things lost for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I've suffered the loss of all things. I count them but as dung, that I may win Christ." Yes. And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness," where he is found in him, in Christ, not having his own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. He has the righteousness of God. My goodness, to have a great depth knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ makes all the difference in the world, to the point that he can stand righteous before God Almighty. That, next verse, right? 10, remember, "that I may know him and the power of his resurrection." See how that fits so beautifully? God has really unloaded his love and care for us when he gave his son to die for us and for him to raise him from the dead. You know, he has given us a great purpose in life. God has set a course for each and every one of us. You know, so many people today, they go to church and it's just like a one day a week type of thing in their relationship with God. They just don't see the greatness, the bigness of God's love and care for them. God has a purpose for each and every person here. Really does. He has a destiny of greatness for you, a destiny of purpose. How can I say that? Let's go to the Word and see. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. I tell you, I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ has made available for us a destiny of purpose that will be very satisfying in our life. Do you want your life to count? Yeah. You want your life to be meaningful? To somebody? To something? Okay. So what counts in life? What matters in life? What's most important in life? Our relationship with Jesus Christ and the power of the resurrection. Look at this verse 4. "According as he has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love." You're born again of God's Spirit, right? Okay. God had you, each and every one of you, in mind before the foundation of the world. Maybe he has a plan for you, huh? You think it was just some haphazard thought that came across his mind? No. Your life matters. That's why he so loves us. That's why he so loved the world. He gave his only begotten Son and did what he did so that we could then live a fruitful life, a fulfilled life. Because God knew you before the foundation of the world. What's the first word there? According. According. Now, what does that mean? I had to look this up in the dictionary, so I got it right. In agreement with or on the authority of, or on the decision of, a result, okay? In agreement with. So we need to look at the previous verse, don't we? So let's look at verse 3. Verse 3, Ephesians 1, 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Not one got missed. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according with the decision, with the thinking of that He has chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. So it's not like some, okay, Daniel's, he's in, Michael's in, Paul is in. No. Daniel, Paula, all of them. I've given them all the spiritual blessings I have, that they could be holy and without blame before me in love. Are you getting an idea how great this lifestyle it is that we have, that God has given us, that He's prepared for us before the foundation of the world, blessed with all spiritual blessings? Oh my gosh! I've been at this for, my gosh. I'm still amazed at what God's Word says here. I've read this verse hundreds of times. Man, I'm glad God didn't say, okay, you've read this enough. Quit reading this. Read something else. No. To be reminded that I have a purpose, a meaning that God has designed for me, a destiny of purpose, a destiny of greatness, because I have been blessed with all spiritual blessings. I am holy before Him in love. Woo! Pardon me if I get a little excited, okay? My goodness, this is so good. Barney did a great teaching, if you listen to it Thursday, that I thought was fabulous. If you get a chance, check it out and listen to it. And he was building and talking about the greatness of God, setting us up so that we can have a great, wonderful life. Great sharing there. Yeah. Pretty neat. It all goes back to these three powerful words. Christ is risen. He is risen. That made it all available. Phenomenal. Let's take a look at this. What happened 3 days prior to the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? He was crucified, right? He suffered the most ugly, painful, horrible death, crucified on the cross, and so many other things they did to Him prior to that. Put into the grave. What do you think His disciples thought about that? They're going, oh my gosh, here's Jesus. He did all these great things, and now He's dead. They crucified Him, and He's buried. What are we going to do? The Word says they were behind closed doors for fear of the Jews because they thought they might be next. But is it all lost? Nope. God had a plan. And it was a doozy, huh? He would raise Him up. My goodness. Christ is risen are the three most powerful words spoken, because the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, all mankind, as a result, can be born again and have eternal life. Wow. The Heavenly Father just is so awesome, isn't He? Let's take a look at 1 Peter 1:23. Now, the Father has His children to fellowship with. Because we've been born again of, not of corruptible seed, but what? Of incorruptible seed. By the Word of God that liveth and abideth, how long? Forever. This Word of God is where it's at. That's why it's so wonderful to keep our head in the Word, isn't it? To keep refreshing our minds of the great truths and realities of who we are in Christ. And how big and fantastic it is, this power of the resurrection that we have within us that's made this new birth available. Let's look at verse 3 and 4 in this chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know what it means, that blessed be the God and Father? It means He's happy. God is excited, He's happy, He is thrilled. According to the abundant mercy, hath begotten us again. He's so happy that you're born again of His Spirit. Unto what kind of a hope? A lively hope, a living hope. By what? There it is. That made all the difference in the world, the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. Wow. Aren't you glad that God had you in mind before the foundation of the world? That He blessed you with all spiritual blessings? That He has a purpose for each and every one of us? Oh my gosh, yes. We have all been called to function in the body of Christ. I think one of the greatest functions is the ministry of reconciliation, right? So it talks about that in Corinthians. We have the ministry of reconciling man back to God. God did all the work through Christ. We just share the Word. We just share the Word and help somebody come from eternal death to eternal life. No greater work will you ever do than that, to help somebody get born again of God's Spirit. Wow. Let's go to Romans 8:11. Romans 8:11. You and I are power-packed with the Spirit of God that raised Christ from the dead. We just got to keep thinking about how big that is for us, that power that dwells in us. And we see it here in Romans 8, verse 11. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that, what? Dwells in you. That Spirit in you. Isn't that fantastic? You got a powerful Spirit in there, right? Man, oh man. We just need to see how big that is and then live it. Share it. Express it. Because we have a destiny. We have a purpose from since the foundation of the world. Because He is risen, we too are risen. Seated at the right hand, right? It says so in Ephesians. Now we can do good works for Him. Recently, I received a letter or a teaching. And I want to share some parts of this with you because this really touched my heart. And especially in light of who it was that shared it. It's titled, Are You a Wounded Healer? And while I'm thinking about it, I've got some copies on the table. Because I'm not going to read this whole thing. I'm just going to share some bullets here. But it's talking about people that get hurt. We get sick sometimes. We have situations going on, and we, you know, it looks like we're down for the count. And yet, regardless of our pain and things that are going on that are so bothersome, we still talk for the Lord. We still do what God's called us to do. Are you a wounded healer? Is the title of this. It is clear that a new breed of weapon is about to emerge. They are the wounded healers. Who are these people? Well, they do not have every hair in place or a clean record. They are not the sanitized, immaculate version of the body of Christ. They have messed up and then gotten back up. Trampled and left for dead, God restored them. They have no image to protect or ego to wound. They are the most dangerous people that Satan will ever face. They are like Peter at Pentecost. Only a soul who had been handed another chance after denying the Lord three times. And we know there's probably more to that than those three times. But here Peter denied the Lord three times, right? And yet here Peter stood on that wonderful day of Pentecost to give that first sermon. The Lord three times will understand the inner fire of a wounded healer. You know, we get knocked down sometimes, don't we? But we get back right up. And we stand for God even bigger and more so. A couple other notes in here. Now let us look at another aspect of the wounded healer. They are able to reach the masses that the regular church cannot. Therefore, they are the perfect weapon for this moment at the end of all things. If only these special op believers could see who they are and lose their need for the approval of cookie-cutter Christians. Then they will become God's tractor beam for lost souls. Their frontline ministry is unlisted in the who's who's of the Council of Churches, but Jesus feels just fine showing up every time they meet. Pretty neat, huh? What about you? What will you do with your adversity, pain, and shame? All I can do is tell you what I did. At the lowest point in my life, God was waiting for me to make a choice. I choose to minister. Wherever the door is open, and to preach from now on as if the message is my last. Deciding to go on when you feel nothing but agony is the greatest victory you will ever win. What are you and I waiting for? We have loved ones to snatch back. We have miracles to unleash on all souls. There's a world out there that needs us. The man that sent that to me lost his wife several weeks ago. And here he was, still functioning, in spite of that great hurt. That blew my mind. What's the most important thing in your life? Christ in you and the power of the resurrection. Okay? All right. Father, thank you for how you've loved us and set us up in this life to be exactly where you want us to be. To be with whom you want us to be, that we can function for you because you called us before the foundation of the world. You had a purpose, a great loving destiny for all of us. So, Father, I just thank you that we can rise up and be our best for you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. God bless you all.